You're listening to episode 248 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Matthew Januzek. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. We have an amazing guest today. My guess is that you've used some of his equipment, you've been in gyms that he's helped design, and you've definitely been impacted by him somewhere in your health journey, your life. So this is Matthew Januzek. Welcome, bud.
Thanks for inviting me on, Josh.
I'm glad to have you. You're a really unique person when it comes to Lifestyle Locker and bring you onto our podcast. Usually it's, you know, somebody talking about meditation or fitness a little bit or this and that. You have a really neat background, an entrepreneur, a family man, a fitness, I'm guessing a fitness fanatic at some point in your life or all of your life at this point. So can you give us the, you know, the short story of, you know, what got you into fitness, maybe entrepreneurship right off the bat? And now fast forward, you know, you're ultra successful and a family man as well, which is really inspiring.
Thanks very much. I suppose I first got into or was interested in fitness back in when I was about 15. So that's going back a long years ago. I'm 50 now. So do the math on that one. And it was Pumping Iron. I watched the film. I was off school for a while. I weren't a fan of school and school wasn't a fan of me. I was off, watched this, wanted to stand up on stage and be Mr. Olympia. That was my goal. And whilst I didn't achieve that, I did compete as a junior and did a bunch of competitions and learned what it was to train and diet and all that good stuff. And I think that probably gave me a good foundation to what's been a kind of a life which has been centered around fitness on some level. And to cut an extremely long story short, I was managed to turn that sort of passion of fitness and the gym I went to and figured out that, you know, used to work out on some rubber weight plates there that the Olympic lifters had, you know, us bodybuilders had all the cast iron stuff and the real serious guys had these really nice rubber plates. So I guess I had a passion for those when I was younger. And when I was about sort of, probably in my mid-20s, my father and I wanted to set up a business, and he was an engineer into manufacturing. I had a passion for fitness, and we kind of managed to put those ideas together and started sort of designing and importing dumbbells and weight plates from Eastern Europe. So that's a kind of very, very short story, part of the story.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really neat, you know, like being able, well, and the thing that's really neat, people have, hope you heard that in that short story, that purpose and passion can drive all sorts of different types of success. And you've seemed to encapsulate quite a few of those, right? Like the business, the family, the fitness, and you've been able to be happy, maybe challenging, obviously, but you're in the world you really enjoyed as a kid. So like you're a grown up kid, right? I mean, it's really what it comes down to. I think it's really neat. So you have this company called Escape Fitness or Escape. You know, how do you get that name? What was the thought behind that?
Yeah, it was an idea when we was younger. A friend of mine used to run a lot of parties. We used to rent out nightclubs and promote them. Essentially, we were nightclub promoters in the evening as a spare job. And there was a party going on side. It was okay. It wasn't as successful as what we hoped. And we were sat outside just chatting. Really, the party was going on inside, and we were talking about the next business venture. And it was selling ladies' clothes in Poland. That was the idea that we had. And we'd got everything set up. We had the trip. We just needed some business cards and a name. And I said to my friend, you know, have you got any ideas? And after a while of throwing a few ideas, he came up with Escape. And I said, why Escape? And he was like, well, look, we just want to sort of escape from where we are in our lives at the moment. And so I think that was just sort of summed everything up about where we were. And that name really has evolved. You know, now we sort of have t-shirts and equipment which says Escape Your Limits.
Yes.
And I guess that was really born out of that idea then. You know, we were trying to escape what we felt was possible at the time onto into something else. And And that's still something that's with me today. You know, it's about escaping your mental limits, your physical limits, limits about what you think is possible in your business, and also other people that you work with, you know, getting, challenging their beliefs and ideas about being, you know, what they think is possible, and you know, going on to sort of you know, achieve some of those ideas and goals.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. You know, is looking through the website, Escape Your Limits. I mean, that resonates so much. I think people are, you know, I had a conversation earlier today. People are like, we're all in our own little box, or people get put in these boxes and they're afraid to stretch, whether it be business-wise, whether it be their health. And you know, I live in the health world, and you know, seeing a company that wants to help people break through, because what I've found personally, and I want you to talk about this, is there's a lot of the mental health that comes, or the poor mental health that we get to see. I mean, we have these people that have the most sedentary lifestyles. And I truly believe that, you know, something as simple as moving your body can have such a dramatic impact to help them escape ultimately the depression or whatever it may be, that anxiety. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like what you've seen in your evolution health-wise?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, before I even had the business, I worked out a lot, and I had issues with work or with relationships, girlfriends I was with at the time. Just, you know, when we're teenagers, we all go through difficult times. And I had a few times which were particularly difficult in my life. And so I used to go to the gym. And without knowing it, whenever I went to the gym, sort of on the way out, even though it was, as we all know, it's quite difficult just to get in there and start working out. But I always knew if I sort of got in there and started sweating and getting the blood flowing, then when I came out, I'd always feel a lot better. No matter what was going on, no matter how tough the issues were, I would just mentally feel a lot better. And that's the case even to this day. I come back, and you know, like last night, for example, it was a tough day. We had a lot going on, and I was also pretty tired. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll just skip the workout and you know, just do some, read some stuff and you know, watch some stuff on YouTube. And in the end, I thought, it's one of those days where I need to go for a run. I just need to kind of get the benefit of what it does to me mentally. And it was great. You know, it was a nice end to the day. It kind of got me focused, positive again. And I always thought it was just, I didn't really know there was anything in it until recently. We run a podcast ourselves, and I've interviewed a number of people on this. And within the last, I think it's probably like 2 or 3 years, I've actually found the connection between the mental and the physical. And just by sort of contracting a muscle with a certain amount of weight on it, you actually release these chemicals into your system, which they call happy molecules or happy chemicals. And it, you know, there's a measured and a science proof that contracting muscle under some sort of tension will actually improve your mood. And so I think it's a really important thing to be aware of, because it's, you know, we all think of health and fitness is about, you know, what it make helping you lose weight and you know, sort of visual goals. But there's so much more to it than that. And I think the mental one, particularly with what's going on at the moment in the world and how we're, you know, we're all probably very unconnected and in certain mm-hmm. places is still locked down. And that I think it's, you know, it's something that you have to really make an effort to put before anything in your life.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned disconnection, and, you know, we were talking just before, like I would go to my gym. I went to a UFC gym. And, you know, it's great to be in community, great to work out. And, you know, when everything got shut down, essentially in New York, and it's still challenging to this point to get to a gym, you know, that connection process for me was awesome. You know, as an ultra marathoner, like that's a very solo, very mental thing to do. Like you get stuck in your own mind, but having that connection in a gym is huge. And the human interaction definitely is a good for your headspace. So as we've been in this, you know, this past 2020, I feel like it's still dragging on here. I know you've definitely evolved more yourself, even to, you know, home workouts and home equipment and things that people can do to be proactive. And I know taking the first step, obviously, to do something is the most important. What tools have you used, or what things have you found that like really useful for someone that's like, listen, I can't get to a gym, I don't like running, maybe, what can I do?
Yeah, well, I think a pair of running shoes is always a good investment. You know, mm-hmm. they don't cost anything, and there's there's no excuse not to kind of have a pair. And whether I'm not a big runner, but I've found over the years, you know, in fact, when I was probably about, must have been probably 19 or 20, I just struggled to run to the end of the road. I was big. I had a ton of muscle sort of, you know, packed onto my frame, but I wasn't that fit. And so it took me a number of years, but I kind of got used to running. And then I really understood it was almost like this sort of active meditation that I went through, which I think was pretty beneficial. But whether you can run a long way or a short way, just putting some shoes on and even doing short jogs and short sprints and slowing down, you kind of get your heart rate going. And I normally find that's a good place to get me started. So even if I'm in a gym, just getting something, whether it's on a bike or a rower or something, just to kind of get your, you know, change your mind from a sort of, you know, sitting down and being in an office type of, or in a car to now being, starting to move, and you get your blood flow, you get some oxygen flowing. For me, that's a really good start. And then I kind of like circuit training or HIIT training, whatever you want to call it, but just kind of combining some, getting your heart rate up there and combining with some sort of resistance training, whether it's some kettlebells or some dumbbells or even body weight stuff. Most parks or, you know, there's no excuse. Even when I used to live in London, I would find a door frame and an old fence, and I'd be able to do pull-ups. And then I would get some stairs, and I would kind of go on the corner and figure a way out, and I could do dips, and you could put your feet up, and you can do press ups, and you can do single leg pistol squats if you hold onto a bar. And so really you could get a decent amount of resistance through your body just by finding bits out in the park. You don't really need a lot of equipment, and that's enough to sort of get you started, or if you can't get in the gym. And then obviously, you know, we sell some of the best fitness equipment in the world. You know, getting some nice things that suit you as an individual, which is important. We all have different ways we like to train, and there's certain training tools that work with some people more than others. So you know, probably getting a decent trainer, because it's, you know, I'd recommend getting a professional to sort of help you out on that journey, and then you know, sort of putting some equipment in based on the type of training that works for you and is recommended by the trainer. Because you see all these kind of gadgets out there, and you know, most people that have probably listened have been conned into buying some rubbish that you use a couple of times and stick in a cupboard, use again. So you want something that's really going to make a difference to you, and you can stick to it, and it can just be part of a lifestyle as opposed to something you do for a short period of time.
Yeah. So that being said, do you, when it comes to even your personal training and running a business, do you train for something, or do you have like a functional way you like to train? Do you see a difference on how you train and how you feel?
Yeah. I being in the role I'm, you know, being in the business I am, I get to experience probably a lot more things than other people. So I'm spoiled from that perspective. But in terms of what I do based outside of the fun of just experimenting with different training tools, then, you know, what do I need as an individual? And I would say, you know, I'm not a young guy trying to pick up women and need a six pack and some biceps. You know, I'm doing it because I'm what I call a corporate athlete. So I run my own business. And I guess most people don't really appreciate how difficult it is on your body, to run your own business. If you look at someone that's an NBA star, for example, the amount of time that they're actually on the field is not the field, on the court, or an NFL player, you know, on the field is relatively small in terms of their whole career, or compared to an entrepreneur. So they train a lot for a very, very short space of time. But if you're a business owner, then you're pretty much 7 days a week from sort of, you know, 10 hours plus, you know, 12, 14, 16 hours a day, from 5 to 7 days a week, depending on the stage that you're in your business. And that's quite demanding. And so you've got to be able to get up, you've got to have energy, not just at the beginning of the day, but to the end of the day. You've got to fit in a workout, you've got to fit in your family. I'm making that sound right, but you want to fit that in. You want to fit in some time to play with your children, and everything else that goes within life. So to have that energy, to be able to sort of pull you through, and the motivation and the enthusiasm is pretty difficult. So to answer your question, you know, what do I train for? Well, I train to be to be able to move great as I'm getting older. I want to feel great. I want to be able to have that energy that you need. I want to be able to sort of have the body that I was given. You know, like we're all given a body. Why? It's like if you were given a beautiful car and as a gift, you know, why would you not service it, clean it, look after it, you know, stop people putting their dirty feet on the seats and all that kind of thing. You know, someone gave you a beautiful Lamborghini or something, you would take care of it. And that, you know, that's what our bodies are like. We're given something. And unfortunately, most people, they neglect to send them to have a service and to have them cleaned. And they don't care what people do with them. They trash the paintwork. And so for me, it's, look, you've been given this gift. Just make the most out of it, because it will not only sort of serve you later on in life, but you know you'll feel good about yourself at the same time.
Yeah, so that's neat. I mean, like you're in the world of longevity at this point. You're focusing on like what keeps you happy, what keeps you healthy, you know, what keeps you going. So for the entrepreneurs that are listening, what other things? So I mean, obviously, fitness is a huge piece. What other lifestyle pieces of the puzzle do you find that help give you that energy to keep going day in and day out for, you know, however many years you've been doing this? It's been some time.
Yeah. Well, getting your diet right is important. And I'm still experimenting. I think you've got to be like anything in life, you've got to be a long-term committed learner, and you'll try things out and refine and switch out. And there's always new information coming. So I think you've got, you know, having a passion for diet and nutrition is really important. We're all different. We don't all, I guess, react in the same way to the same thing. So you've got to really understand your body, and that happens through testing. So getting that diet right. But if you have to cut through it, we all know the stuff we should eat and we shouldn't. Nobody has to charge you $1,000 to go on a workshop to do that. We know good shit from bad shit. So stop eating as much of the bad stuff. Eat more of the good stuff. Balance the amount and the volume of the foods that you eat. And, you know, the rest of it kind of figures itself out. You know, just use your mind. And that's the problem. I guess, you know, a lot of people just feel as though that food is something that they should have. And it's almost like, it's almost like, well, that's my treat. And well, there's no treat in eating junk. You know, that's you're putting crap into your body that your body doesn't like. It was never meant to have. It's going to do bad stuff to you. So, you know, there's no treat in that, really. So avoid doing that kind of stuff, and try and get, you know, you can have fun. You can have if you drink alcohol, you can have a glass of wine and things like that. But you know, just try and focus on quality stuff from quality sources in reasonable moderation. And then we're good on that perspective. Same sort of thing, you know. Supplementation is some of the stuff, particularly as we get older, our body doesn't absorb a lot of foods as it used to when it was younger. You know, I've got a 9 and 10 year old, and they just absorb everything from their food, and they process it really, really effectively. But that doesn't happen quite as well as we get older. In our 20s and 30s and 40s, it changes. So there, you know, we all require different types of supplementation depending on sort of what our bodies need and the stress and all those kind of things. So try and understand if you are short on things, you know, get some experts, and then just make sure that you're either getting that through your foods or you're getting some sort of good natural supplementation to kind of offset what you may be missing in other areas of your diet potentially. And then just your movement, you know, like trying to, or not trying, but shits, you know, booking some time in your calendar, not putting it when everything else is done, is putting it first, so that you've got some form of movement, exercise, or whatever that is. That could just be playing basketball with your children or whatever, but making sure that you've got an understanding of doing some sort of movement that your body's going to reward you for, essentially. So those are my sort of key things. And I like, particularly for guys as we get older, strength training is really important. You know, the cardio stuff's good, but you do need, you know, I think it's after about probably late 20s or 30s, roughly, you're starting to, you know, your testosterone levels are dropping, and you're not maintaining and building muscle like you were before. So it's really important that you maintain that base throughout of your life. You don't want to be losing that in your sort of 30s and 40s. So strength training is really, really important. So you want to be doing that. And then also think about how we move in life. You know, we move in in multi-planes. And so the machines are great for certain things, but you want to be doing training which develops you for moving your body in different shapes and forms. Yeah. So if you fall or need to pick something up or whatever, you're not in the wrong position, or your body's used to doing that. So, you know, that's important as well.
Yeah. And we are definitely our dynamic beings. We're definitely not robots that move in, you know, two different planes, like you said. I want to ask you this. So that's like the physical component, which is, I think, very important. It's very practical. People can like grab hold of it. Okay, I get it. It makes sense that I can, you know, take supplements. I can eat well. I can move well. What do you do for headspace?
Oh, a lot of things. It's a big part for me, and it's something I've, you know, continuously work on, and you know, calling it, you know, mental training or mental workout. I think we all go through different stages in life. When we're up and we don't need anything. But, you know, a lot of times you want to be preparing, because, you know, it is a roller coaster, and you're never always down or you're never always up. You're always going in a different place. So just making, just like your diet, and you know, most of us make time to clean our teeth and to have a shower and to have, you know, a few meals a day. We very rarely miss that. But then what else is it that you need to do? And so for me, finding some time most days where I can sort of put some good stuff in my, feed my mind in a positive way. If we're not careful, we can end up, you know, our minds are like magnets. So if you're accidentally listening to something a friend or a partner said, you may not be consciously aware of what they said, but that's kind of going in there. And then your unconscious brain is processing that. And suddenly you're feeling concerned or anxious about something. You don't really understand what it is. So I find that you almost kind of need this mental cleanse, and finding some time to put some good stuff in there, some positive stuff. And I mix it up. You know, I go all over the place, and I sometimes go in a YouTube rabbit hole, but I just look for things that, new information, new knowledge. I think it's important for us to always continue to learn or to challenge the way we look at things, because there's so many things in life, even as you know, at the young age of 50, there's so many things that I believed up until I was like 49, and now I'm 50, I've totally changed my view and perception on that. And you think, wow, you know, for all these years I believed that, but I didn't challenge that, and I've been, you know, why didn't I kind of think about it in a different way? So when you know, the more information you can take and process and join bits together is going to change your life in a positive way. That's one thing. And then, as I said, the second thing, it just kind of loads your unconscious mind with good positive thoughts that are going to put you in a direction. And as I said, it's like going out for a run, or it's like having a good smoothie. You know, your body's going to reward you for that, and it will sort of manifest itself in different ways in your life as a result of putting that effort in. But on the flip side, if you come back and you sit, and I don't have a television, but if you sit and watch the news, which I am aware of, and see what happens, you're going to get it filled with all kinds of stuff that isn't going to serve you in any way. You know, unless you're following it to look at what's happening and you're an investor and you want to understand about business and that kind of thing. I just don't know a lot of positive stuff that comes from the news. And if it is really a world breaking event, someone's going to tell you, you know, you're going to,
you'll find out.
You're going to pick it up somewhere.
Yeah. So for the people that are maybe just starting their journey, like their wellness journey, or their health journey, whether they're a teenager or they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s, what would you give them, like a couple simple things, like, hey, I would start this way? Like, what would be like their first steps if they want to get involved with fitness a little more, get involved with, without, you know, people, a lot of people are good starters, but they quit quickly. Mm-hmm. Like that's like that, you know, the January 1 and the gyms are full, and then January 15, all the people that are there before January 1 are only the ones left, right? There's only like half the gym there. So what tips could you give someone that's just starting out to maybe help them get past that initial hump of, you know, training or eating better or a combination of just living better?
Yeah. Well, I would say it's probably less about getting started, because as you say, most people can get started for a short space of time. It's, as you say, it's how to continue. And, you know, you really need to focus on those habits and rituals. You've got to make it a lifestyle. You've got to make a habit out of it. You've got to create a ritual that you do, and it's got to come before everything else. Because unless you can do that, it becomes like another thing that you don't really want to do. And and life always comes before that. And so for me, I put fitness before everything. And people are like, what before your family, before your work? Yeah, absolutely. Because if I don't put fitness before my wife and my children and my business, they're going to know about it. You know, number one, if I'm sick, that's going to be a big problem because I'm not going to be able, you know, I'm not there for my wife, my children, my business. So straight away. And, you know, I had COVID early on in this, you know, this year. And, you know, fortunately I was healthy and got through it. But, you know, it kind of made me realize that I was out for a week. And suddenly you realize, you know, the part you play for everything. So if you haven't got your health, it doesn't matter what you think about money or any of those things. You know, for me, if I'd have had $1 million to give away for something, I'd have given all of that for someone that could have, you know, give me some kind of injection or something to make me feel better immediately. You don't need cars or anything when you're sick. you need to feel better.
Yeah.
So that's really important. So what I would say is, you know, put it before everything. And that's, you know, yes, it does sound selfish, but you've got to realize that in the business, it is you. And if you're not there with the mental energy, the physical energy, the passion, and the ability to sort of have that energy to get back up when things have gone wrong. And if you're in business, that's going to happen lots and lots and lots of times. So you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware that you're going to get thumped on the nose. You're going to be on the canvas and you need to get back up pretty quickly, dust yourself off and say, right, next. That's just what being in business is like in general. So putting it before everything and then creating those rituals. And it doesn't have to be a long time. You know, I like to go on long workouts. It's very therapeutic for me. But there are a lot of times where I'm like, look, what's better? Not doing anything or doing a 15-minute sort of, you know, doing a 5-minute run, warm myself up, pick up some dumbbells and doing, you know, doing like 50 or 100 thrusters or doing a kettlebell workout, anything like that. But what, you know, normally what you do is you find that 10 to 15 minutes that you weren't really interested in doing, suddenly it's like, well, look, sorry, I'm here. Let's just roll it out for another 15 minutes, do a half an hour. You know, why not? Because I'm sweating. I've got my music on. I actually feel quite good about myself. So if you can just start with, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, choose the days, put it in your calendar, make sure there's no, you haven't got any excuses. Make sure that, you know, even if someone doesn't pick you up in the car or whatever, you know, someone steals your homework, whatever, you're going to find that, you know, you're where you need to be. The equipment's there, your shoes are there, you know, your music's there, your earphones are there, all those things that you need, your bottle, water bottle, get all that stuff figured out. Do your 15 minutes 3 or 4 times a week, and then, you know, you'll eventually create that habit. That's all it is. You know, it's not about the equipment. It's not about the workout. In a lot of cases, it becomes that, but initially you just got to do something. You know, you just got to make that commitment. And then the people that do that are the ones that get the results. And the people that have got the brilliant training program, the brilliant equipment, the best trainer in the world, but they can't create those habits. They're the ones that, you know, you see these celebrities, they got all the money, all the success and fame, and yet they're, you know, they can't control that part of them. And, you know, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, to sum it up, I mean, it just sounds like you just got to make it a priority. Like without health, you can't have the business. Without health, you can't have the family time you may want. You know, without health. So if you start to prioritize it, I think that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's pretty awesome. And I think that's key because the habits, you know, the things that define us are our daily habits, aren't they not?
And just one of the quick things to add in there, look at something that you do consistently and have done for a number of times, whether it's see a friend, whether it's go to a particular restaurant, whether it's, you know, have a bottle of wine, whether it's watch a certain series on television, watch movies, look at those things that you've done for a period of time. And sort of, you know, take the label off what those things are, but look at how you think about those things. Look at, you know, if someone asks you to do it, look at how you interact when they, you know, you'll drop everything to do so, you know, to do certain things, you know, go out for a party or whatever, but then other things you won't. So try and sort of look at some of those behaviors that drive those actions and see if you can then, you know, if you can't figure it out, you know, look at those behaviors and you'll start to say, well, actually I deal with this very, very differently to what I deal with this. And then just bring those things over to this and and make it fun. You know, you've got to, if it's something that you don't enjoy and it's horrible, then it's not going to work. So whether that's getting a fun partner, whether that's getting fun equipment, whether that's doing it in a different location all the time, whether it's changing up your music every time, whatever it, you know, whether it's getting a nice outfit every week, whatever that thing is to make it something that you're going to look forward to, do that.
Yeah. Make it fun. Key. Absolutely key. So Matthew, where are the best places for people to find you? You know, I know you have your Escape Your Limits podcast, which I've listened to. It's awesome. I definitely urge our listeners to tune into that as well. Subscribe to his podcast. And we have escapefitness.com. On a personal level, where are the best places for people to find more about you and your vision and your mission?
Yeah, if it's from a business perspective, I'm on LinkedIn. You can see my name on this podcast. Just type that in. There's only one of me as far as I know. and you can see, it's a strange name. you can see a bunch of sort of business related, fitness related stuff. And then I've got an Instagram, again, St. Matthew Januszek. I tend to put a bunch of stuff on there, do some fun things on stories and that, and you can, you know, maybe it gives you a different bit of different perspective on some things that you might be, you know, looking for on the fitness and business perspective.
So everyone, we're saying thank you. Thank you, Matthew. This has been awesome. It's been a great, great conversation. I know you're impacting people around the world, and now I just have another tribe for you to help be, do, and have a better life. So I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for inviting me on.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Matthew Januszek. This guy runs a fitness empire. It's really, really cool. And if you're like me, you've probably worked out in a corporate gym for a period of time in your life, and you more than likely have used some of his equipment. So he's been gracious enough to give us a little bit of a coupon code that we can share with our audience. So if you do want to go get yourself a piece of equipment, whether it's small or grand, you can go ahead and do that. Check out what he's offered below in the show notes. And I want you to hang around for a few more minutes. Check out the 3065 Lifestyle Shift program. Hey, you know what? If you join the program and you get some equipment, it's a win, win, win. Have an awesome day, awesome evening or night, depending on wherever and whenever you're listening. I'll see you soon. Peace out. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk, that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.